potential market infrastructure regulatory reforms that were recently announced by the government. These reforms will introduce a crisis management regime for clearing and settlement facilities in Australia. They'll also strengthen the supervisory powers of the regulators in this area, the Reserve Bank and ASIC. Financial market infrastructures are essential to the smooth functioning of the Australian financial system. And reliance on them has grown in recent years, particularly following the mandating of the central clearing of some derivatives. Now, almost all the time, these financial market infrastructures function very well, and we can all consider them as just part of the plumbing of the financial system. However, they can also face significant challenges. For instance, in March last year, we all saw how the onset of the pandemic led to a significant pickup in pressures in financial markets and on financial market infrastructures. And there are also growing operational risks facing financial market infrastructures as well, as systems become more complex and interconnected. And of course, there are growing cyber risks as well. So in this context, one of the less well-known responsibilities of the Reserve Bank of Australia is as the supervisor of clearing and settlement facilities, such as those that are run by the ASX to support the trading of equities, securities, and derivatives. Now, the Reserve Bank's mandate here is to promote the stability of the Australian financial system, while our co-supervisor, ASIC, is responsible for ensuring that the critical services provided by clearing and settlement facilities are fair and effective. For the regulators to be able to meet these mandates, we do need powers that are sufficiently robust and tools that can be used to manage crises. Now, unfortunately, the existing powers are not as effective as they could be for monitoring risks to financial stability and orderly markets. And as a result of that, things could be more effective in this space. In addition to that, the regulators have relatively limited options to be able to deal with the failure of a clearing and settlement facility. So this case for reform has not just been made by the regulators, it's also been highlighted in a number of independent reviews, including by the Financial System Inquiry and also separately by the IMF. So in response to this, the regulators, so the Reserve Bank, along with Treasury, ASIC, and APRA, have been working for some time on a package of regulatory reforms here. As part of this process, about 18 months ago, we held a public consultation and we found that these reforms were broadly supported by stakeholders. I'll now give a broad overview of the reforms, particularly those affecting clearing and settlement facilities, since that's the area where the Reserve Bank has a direct regulatory responsibility. There are a range of other reforms included in the package that affect market operators, benchmark administrators, and derivative trade repositories. And if you're interested in more information on those reforms, I'd suggest going to the website of the Council of Financial Regulators, where there are a range of documents that can provide you with more details. So one of the key planks of the reform package is a crisis management regime for clearing and settlement facilities. The aim here is to maintain the stability of the financial system by avoiding the disruptions that would occur in the event that one of these facilities was to fail. Turning first to domestic facilities, if one of these was failing, the Reserve Bank under these reforms would be able to step in as the resolution authority. And our aim here would be to ensure that the critical services being provided by these clearing and settlement facilities continue to be provided. This would very much be a final line of defence. It would only be used in extreme scenarios, such as where the resources left available to the operators of the facility were simply no longer sufficient to be able to keep the facility running. The Reserve Bank would have a range of flexible resolution powers that could be used depending on the nature of the crisis. These would include the capacity to direct the facility to undertake certain actions. It would also involve being able to appoint a statutory manager to take control of the facility and also potentially transfer the facility to new ownership. Also, to enable the Reserve Bank to be able to support the continued operation of a facility. As a last resort, the bank would be able to draw on up to $5 billion from the government, with these funds to be recovered after the crisis. Now, well before any such crisis occurs, the Reserve Bank will be preparing for such extreme scenarios. This will involve assessing how the systemically important domestic clearing and settlement facilities could be resolved and developing resolution plans. If in this process we were to find any impediments to the smooth resolution of a facility, the bank would have the capacity to require that the operator of that facility make necessary changes. There are also a range of overseas clearing and settlement facilities that provide important services in the Australian market. If one of these overseas facilities was to be failing, however, it would not be the responsibility of the Reserve Bank to resolve that facility. That would be the responsibility of the home regulator. So, for instance, in the case of LCH, that would be the Bank of England. Nevertheless, the new powers that the Reserve Bank will have could be used to support the home regulator in performing that resolution. This will include the power for the Reserve Bank to be able to direct the facility with regard to its Australian asset and liabilities. And this power could be used to help to protect Australian interests. Now, while these resolution powers will be very important in a crisis, of course, prevention is very much better than resolution. So the regulatory reforms also seek to strengthen the supervisor's powers. And this would help us to identify risks early and take actions to mitigate them. These powers will include greater capacity to gather information and also broader enforcement tools. And in particular, the Reserve Bank will have a power to be able to direct a domestic clearing and settlement facility to take actions to support financial stability. So lastly, the reforms seek to provide some extra clarity around when overseas facilities need a license in Australia. This is not intended to be a significant change to the licensing regime. As part of this, the regulators would have the capacity to limit the amount of activity that could be going through an overseas clearing and settlement facility. And if that facility wished to increase its activity beyond that point, they would need to apply for a domestic license. In the case of a clearing and settlement facility, this would then bring them within the scope of the Reserve Bank's resolution powers, which could be used to support financial stability. So the next step in the process for the regulatory reforms is the drafting of legislation, and this will be followed by another opportunity for stakeholders to provide feedback on the reforms. In the meantime, the Reserve Bank will continue to work on operationalising these new powers. So in summary, financial market infrastructures are crucial to the smooth functioning of the Australian financial system. And to support this, the government is introducing a series of reforms to strengthen the supervision powers of the regulators and make sure they have appropriate tools to manage crises. So we very much look forward to working further with industry, to hearing from stakeholders, to receiving your feedback on this package of reforms. So thanks very much for listening to me today. And I'm more than happy for you to send me any questions you may have on this reform.